The report from the Institute for Wisconsin's Future says that the state loses $1.2 billion every year in what it calls a tax gap. The group's research director, Jack Norman, says it's the difference between what Wisconsin taxpayers owe and what they actually pay.
There's about a $1.2 billion of money that is owed to the state, but that simply is not paid. Sometimes it's inadvertent mistake. Sometimes it's deliberate cheating. Sometimes people just simply don't report their income.
Norman says if the Wisconsin Department of Revenue tried harder to collect the unpaid taxes, it would go a long way in fixing the state's $2.7 billion budget deficit.
We shouldn't be letting people get away with deliberately avoiding or underpaying their taxes. Just a small investment in additional resources in the Department of Revenue will way more than pay for itself. It just means collecting the taxes that people should be paying and are not.
Norman says most of the tax cheating does not come from the middle class or the poor, but from the rich and from corporations using loopholes.
The freeloaders are not the mass of people. Tax evasion is something that goes on most of all at the highest income level.
Norman says the state's tax forms are too complicated and too easy to manipulate. The Institute for Wisconsin's Future is a nonprofit organization based in Glendale that is an advocate for funding state and local governments and for a progressive tax system. I'm Glenn Mobrick for Wisconsin Public Radio News.